Hey guys, it's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada, here with Kygo. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
How long ago did you fly in? I feel like you probably just like land, go for it.
Yeah, like 2 hours ago.
2 hours, okay, yeah. Not bad.
Nice. So yeah, got a little workout in at the hotel and now I'm here.
Nice, yeah. You do it, you squeeze it in. Yeah, that means I have no excuse for not working out. You can squeeze in a workout. That's great. Do you have a pre-show ritual? Do you do anything or is it different every time?
Not really. I guess I just, go over the set, like the songs I'm going to play and then just prepare as much as possible.
Nice. Was 2015 the last time you played at Osheika?
I think it was, yeah. I actually couldn't remember how long it was ago, but that's like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it probably was.
That's a long time. That's wild. And you're headlining tonight. We're so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
It's such a good show. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, so I want to talk about Dean Lewis, because is he here with you?
He is here, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be performing. Was the plan always to do 2 songs with him?
Definitely not. We were actually, because we had a song done, and he was supposed to just come into the studio. I was in LA, he was in LA, so he was supposed to come into the studio to do like an hour of like photos and like promo for the new song. And then we did an acoustic version of the song Never Really Loved Me that we had done already. And then we ended up like jamming a little bit, and then suddenly like this new idea kind of sparked, and then he ended up staying in the studio for like 9 hours. Okay. And we wrote the other song called Lost Without You.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah,
it was pretty fun. It was like kind of accidentally wrote another song that we both loved. So we ended up just like releasing both.
Yeah, that's got to make it like almost more special that it came out that way.
I love like when that happens. It's because like sometimes, you know, in the studio it can be forced. You're like really trying to figure out something. Right. But this time it kind of just happened.
Right.
And when it just clicks like that, that's like my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, studio sessions.
For sure. If a song isn't working out that way, do you kind of just take that as fate and you're like, it's not meant to be? Or do you like leave it for a bit, come back to it?
I might come back to it, but if it's not, you know, if it doesn't feel like anything, you know, special, then, you know, I might go back into studio with the same artist, try another idea. But
right.
I don't feel like forcing anything really works. It's like if it clicks and I'm feeling it and the artist I'm working with is feeling the song, then we finish it and release it together. But if we're both like kind of like then we're not gonna end up releasing it.
Right. Yeah, that's true. How do you know when an artist is someone that you do want to work with? When you're like looking online, say you like hear them, you're like, okay, is that it?
Yeah, I just, you know, I listen to a lot of, you know, different music, and then there's so many talented. Usually I look for like vocalists that I want to work with. And I kind of just hear if they have like something, you know, a unique voice or just very talented, or that's I just like to work with talented people.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The song Freeze, 8 minutes, man.
Yeah.
8 minutes. That's so long.
It's a long one. Yeah.
Yeah. The longest song that you've ever done.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you set out to make it that long in the beginning, or that just happened?
It kind of just happened. I just felt like the vocal and the whole song was just so like epic. And then I started like jamming and then just playing around with it. And I just felt like this, I kind of felt like just making the song as long as it felt like it needed to be.
Right.
And then it ended up being 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I just kept on extending it all the time. I just like, oh, this part is nice. I'm going to let that keep going for like 30 seconds. And then, yeah, I just ended up making an over 8 minute long song.
Right. There's so many versions of it on YouTube where people like put it into like an hour mix like 2 hours, they'll just like have it on a loop.
So
I feel like you could have made like an hour long song.
maybe
and people would have been like, yes, this is what I want.
That's my next mission.
I'm gonna make an even longer song.
Yeah.
I think each song just make it longer and longer.
Yeah,
for sure. Have you ever had the chance to sit down with an artist that you looked up to growing up and like actually been able to have a conversation with them and been like, you have inspired me in my own musical career?
Yeah, I've been in the studio a couple of times now with Chris Martin.
It's
one of my favorite, you know, artists of all time. So just being in the same room with like him talking about music, and that's just, you know, kind of surreal for me. So no, it definitely, that's something I'll remember for a long time, just being in the studio with him.
Right. When he's coming in, do you feel nervous in that, or are you like, okay, we're amongst peers, this is chill?
The first time I was definitely nervous. I felt the pressure, like I want to deliver, like I have like this once in a lifetime opportunity to go in the studio with Chris Martin. Wanted to like, you know, come up with a cool idea. But he's just so nice. He's so like lovely. He's like so just giving compliments, like you're so talented, you're like all that. Like it was just I just felt very welcome.
Right.
And then now, like, I went into the studio with him another time, and that was just all, you know, fun. I didn't feel any pressure or anything.
Nice. So Kygo, Coldplay song coming out soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Like, we still just have an idea, like we're working on, so hopefully it'll turn into a full song.
What is your relationship like with social media? Because obviously social media is something that helps so much in your career as you were coming up, but how is it now? Do you put any thought into it? Do you look at comments and DMs?
I definitely, when I release a song, I look at comments because I'm curious to see what people, you know, think of the song. But to be honest, I'm not, obviously social media is very important, but I'm not a big fan of, like, when I'm back home, I never, you know, document what I'm doing. Like, I don't put, like 20 stories a day, like, to show people what I'm doing, because I feel like, I don't know, it kind of takes away from, like, if you're having a good time with friends, like, kind of takes away from the moment, like, filming it and, like, documenting it, putting it online. So I don't really... Like, when I'm back home, I don't really, you know, post on social media. I kind of just do it because I kind of have to, and also I want to promote my music.
Yeah, of course. Do you lurk? Do you scroll? Are you, like, up late
I scroll, yeah. No, not really, but Instagram, I scroll, and I look at a lot of... I'm very hooked at golf, so I see a lot of, like, golf videos. And so I definitely spend a lot of time on social media.
Nice. How's your golf game?
It's, like, mediocre.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting better, but...
Okay, cool.
It's a tough sport.
Yeah, seriously. I could never. Yeah. Okay, so obviously the music industry is always changing. How far ahead do you think in your music career? Like, are you planning years in advance, or are you just taking it as it comes?
I've always just kind of taken it day by day.
Yeah.
I think my manager is probably more the one who, like, who plans, like, ahead. Like, oh, we got to do this festival because we got... Or, like, this venue because we want to play this festival in like, 3 years. I don't have any, like, I just want to, like, you know, do what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And I kind of just take it day by day. And, like, if I feel a song is good, I'm going to release it. Like, there's no, like, there's no, like, strategy from my end. I just like to make
that's
music.
All him.
Yeah, that's kind of where my manager comes in. He's, like, the smart, like, he plans ahead a little bit more.
And how lucky that he's been with you since day one. That's insane.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We've been working together for almost 10 years now. So
wild.
It's been
that's insane.
A long ride.
News came out this week that Shawn Mendes is taking a break, like, canceling his whole tour because of his mental health.
Yeah.
Obviously, DJs are just notorious for just doing show after show. How do you prevent yourself from getting burnt out?
I try not to do that many shows.
It's there
you basically go. I just try to keep a balance, and I like to, you know, go back home, and yeah, I don't like to just be on the road all the time. It just kind of, it's exhausting. So
yeah.
I like to always keep a balance and take time off when I need it.
Definitely. Makes it that much more special that you're here.
I feel like Montreal is always a good crowd, so I'm excited to be back here.
Yeah, and we were out there earlier, we were, like, in the crowd, and everyone is getting so amped, so I feel like by the time I'm gone, it's going to be crazy.
Awesome.
So, yeah,
I'm
happy
excited.
To have you. Yeah, thanks
I'm
for talking.
To be here. No, of course.
Awesome. Thanks so much.